I'm Sean Mullen along with Thomas Skelton at the Credit Union iPlex in Swift Current, just waiting the arrival here of Cade Jensen. I saw him on his way, so he should be here shortly after the Broncos come up with a big 3-1 victory over the Edmonton Oil Kings tonight, snapping their winless skid and getting back in the win column as they get set for a big game in Kootenay on Saturday. Joined now by Cade Jensen, who was the first star tonight with a goal and a plus three night. Cade, here, you just grabbed the mic here. Your thoughts on how the game went for you guys tonight?
It was good. I mean, it's a good team effort.
Just a moment here, Cade. Sorry, we lost you here, and mic cut off on us. Try to get it back on here again. Or we might have to pass you Thomas's headset. So just grab the headset here. Sorry about that. Cade, your thoughts on how the game went tonight for you guys?
It was good. It was a good team effort. I mean, when a team is in a losing streak like that, a win like this feels really good, and glad we could get it done.
What do you think were some keys to the win tonight?
I definitely think it's just playing as a team. I mean, playing simple is one thing, but if you have everyone playing hard and no guys are taking a night off, that really helps and looks to towards a win there.
First of all, tell us about your goal, what happened on that play. It was a real tight played game to that point, and it really seemed to break things open a little.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good stop up there by Adams. I mean, good luck there, and I got the puck, and I just tried to get it on net, and well, luckily it kind of bounced up to the side there, and I just tried to get it towards the goal again, and like I said before, luckily it went in, but yeah, it was a good goal.
Well, and you seem to come to life offensively against Edmonton for whatever reason. That's 4 points in four games against them and two of your three goals. Is there something in you as a Calgary guy that whenever you see Edmonton on the other side, you get fired up?
Oh, I know. Every time when I was younger, my uncle would always give me a hard time about Edmonton Oilers. So, I mean, this is kind of a little bit of payback, I guess. So it's kind of fun.
You and Max Lajoie, plus three on the night. You've been together for three games now. The whole D group got shifted after the loss to Brandon and needed to change things up. And it seems to have worked for you guys. You both had three solid games in a row. Why do you think that change has helped you guys?
Well, first of all, I think me and Max, we've played together when we were little kids. And, I mean, coming here and playing together, we're kind of familiar with each other. And, I mean, sometimes a change has to happen. That's sometimes, you know, isn't what you want. But in order to win a game, you kind of have to switch things up. And, I mean, great player. And I'm learning a lot from him. And I'm loving playing with him. And hopefully it can keep going.
Well, and part of playing with him is he always plays against the other team's top line, or generally does, and you get a chance to do that. And how have you relished that opportunity so far?
I like it. I mean, a challenge is always good, and obviously with him by my side, I'm not too worried. You know, he's a good overall player, and like I said before, I'm learning a lot from him just watching him.
I see your lip is a little bruised up, but we saw in the corner, is it a high stick there that you took, or?
Yeah, I mean, icing there, and then came back in the zone and had a face-off, and I think I was just going to go for a short shift, but it went to a very short shift there and got one right in the lip there and kind of took me down, but that happens.
You guys were up one in the third period, and there's been enough times in this long skid where either tie games or leads late have been a battle to hold on to. What was the mentality and why? You know, what were you guys trying to do so that you could stay composed and stay confident down the stretch and not let this one get away?
Well, I think everyone in the room was kind of really focused on D first. I mean, if you're not playing D, you're not going to win games. I mean, I think that was our mind going into the third period, is just play well defensively and the offense will come. And obviously it did. I mean, that empty net there was all because of a defensive play there with Jake. And, I mean, good to feel a win for once.
That's three straight games, too, where you guys have really buckled down defensively. You only give up one against Calgary, one here tonight against Edmonton, only two in the game against Edmonton, and one came in the last minute. What have you guys been doing differently since things got away a bit in that loss to Brandon?
Like you said there, that D change kind of changed some stuff up. And, I mean, happened it for the positives, I think. And I mean, you can't win games or keep the teams down from scoring without goaltending. I mean, Travis had a great game in Calgary, and obviously Bozy both games against Edmonton. I mean, if you don't have goalies going, you're not going to do so well. So we have put a lot towards those guys.
As much as there's positives to talk about tonight, special teams is still faltering a bit for you guys. Power play hasn't scored in a while. A penalty kill has slipped a bit, although still strong. What do you guys need to do to get both of those groups going again?
I think it's just confidence. I mean, the more you practice it and practice, the more confident you're going to get. And that's as simple as it gets. I mean, practice it, you're going to get better, and obviously it's going to contribute into a game.
You've had a lot of these 2-1 games, and another one of them was in Cranbrook against Kootenay last time you were there. That's where you head on Saturday. What do you expect from that matchup?
Last time we were there, it was a tough game. I mean, end of the road trip, and we battled hard, but I think we're our minds have changed. I mean, obviously when you get a win here, your confidence goes up, and your attitude changes. So I think we're going to go into Kootenay on Saturday and have a really good game as a team.
All right, thanks a lot, Cade. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thanks.
Cade Jensen, first star tonight with a goal and a plus-3 game and a 3-1 win over the Edmonton Oil Kings. We'll take a break and come back. I believe Ryan Smith is making his way up, the Broncos associate coach, and we'll grab him after we go through our out-of-town scoreboard. 3-1, Broncos top the Oil Kings. This is Swift Current Broncos Hockey.